Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Politics is something that we don't usually shine a light on, right? It kind of has divided the nation in a lot of ways.
I mean, everywhere you go, you can't get through a conversation where you actually get any agreement going on. But I think that we can agree that this was a little bit out of place.
Exactly. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Wilcott High School, right here in Connecticut, they had this controversial assignment that was given to the kids. And I don't understand how they gave this to kids and didn't think they were going to get so much backlash.
Yeah, it amazes me why a teacher would think that they could do something like that. And again, not think that they would get a phone call over it. I guess they're not reading the stats.
From what I understand, it was like the whole grade. It wasn't just one teacher that gave this out.
Well, bad call, people.
So here's the controversial assignment. The kids were asked 8 different questions. And if you answered yes to the question,
right,
then you're a liberal.
Right.
And if you answered no, you're a conservative.
Now, here's
black
the craziest part.
That's how it is.
If you read the questions are mind-blowing.
All right, like,
they could go ahead and identify like that.
Raven, let's see if you're a liberal or a conservative.
I can't wait to find out.
According to this assignment.
I can't wait to find out. I feel like I'm taking a Cosmo test here to figure out whether or not I'll get my dream girl someday.
Yep. Kids should be able to listen to any music they want.
Yeah, it's America.
Liberal. You're a liberal.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Seems surprising.
You're asking 15-year-olds this. Keep that in mind. All right. Kids should be able to wear ripped clothes to school.
Yeah. Why not?
Liberal.
To the left.
I just don't understand what's going on here. I mean, these aren't even questions that have to do with the subject. I don't even understand.
Kids should be able to watch anything they want on TV.
Well, to a degree.
If you're 15, if you're answering this at 15 years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Liberal.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
Just all getting painted.
Am I going to get any of these right? I feel like those are all wrong.
Well, there's no right or wrong answers. That's the whole thing. It's like, how does this determine what political party you're on? I will continue with the Wilcott controversial assignment.
Okay. There's more.
Parents should not have the right to check your email or cell phone.
Oh, this is a really tough one, man. I'm going to say
you're 15. Mom and dad just wants to peek
at
the text
messages. No, parents have a right.
Are you saying that as a 42-year-old man, or are you saying that as a 15-year-old boy?
I would say that as a father. That's what I would say.
There you go. Well, now you're a conservative.
Who's close to 15.
Now you're a conservative.
All right, great.
Yeah. kids should be able to go on a date alone at 15 years old.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
But now you're saying that as an older man. If you're 15 and you want to go out with, you know, Susie.
You can't tell me what to do, Dad.
Right.
No, it's true. It's exactly why I'm going to tell you what to do. Because my parents tried to tell me what to do, and they weren't always successful at it. Look at me now. I'm a bad kid.
Just in dad mode.
Bad kid now. I know what you're doing, kids.
You young whippersnappers.
If you followed this and you actually looked at these questions, most kids that are teenagers, let's be honest, they want their freedom. They think they know.
Of course they do. They got it. They know it all by now.
Now they're like, well, we're liberals. That's it. I checked that box.
Right.
You know, which is kind of crazy because that's not actually how politics works. When you're voting for who's going to be the next politician, they're not going to ask you, should you have to attend religious institutions once a week?
Right.
Last question
on
here.
Whether or not it's required.
Wow.
I mean, who even puts a religious question on a test nowadays at a regular school?
Like,
you know you're going to get in trouble for that, right?
So here's what happened. The superintendent, first of all, the first reaction was everybody's overreacting to it. And then they released a statement saying, while we feel there was no malicious or political intent in the assignment, we understand that the current highly polarized political climate of our country, some parents found it concerning.
Yeah, so while we didn't mean anything, we now realize that it was really, really, really stupid of us to do. We didn't mean anything by it, but it was clearly stupid.
I'm a liberal, Mom. Yeah.
Right.
The assignment will not be used in the future. But I decided, given the parameters of this assignment that was given to the Walcott High School students, mm-hmm. that I would come up with my own quizzes for you, Raven.
Oh, I love science. You know that.
Yep, and we're going to get to that coming up next on Star 99.9. Walcott High School here in Connecticut is being criticized because they had a controversial assignment that went out to their students asking basically to take a quiz and it would determine whether they were liberal or a conservative.
Funniest part, the questions had absolutely nothing to do with politics. They were weird, man.
Should kids be able to wear ripped clothes to school? That's one. If you answered yes, guess what? You're a liberal.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, our kids shouldn't be determining what political stance they are based on the fact that they like to wear ripped jeans.
Listen, as an old timer, I know that it's bad for the country that they wear ripped jeans to school. But as a person who was once young and not just hatched at this age, I remember my Def Leppard pants, and they were awesome.
Yeah. It started at 9.9. It's Anna and Raven. Kids should be able to pull an all-nighter after junior prom.
Feels like a yes.
Well, then you're a liberal.
What?
There you go. Can you imagine?
How do I keep failing this test?
Here's the thing, is that the superintendent has come forward and they said that they're removing this assignment.
Okay.
They hear you loud and clear.
Right.
They understand that this may not have been the best thing to do in this political
climate.
I mean,
frankly, it was dumb.
Yep.
But it was dumb.
Raven, what I've done is I have created three different quizzes for you because we're going to determine, like Walcott High School did,
right.
what you are.
Wonderful. I can't wait.
The first quiz is, are you a merman or a unicorn?
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Do you find Princess Ariel gorgeous or a disgusting waste of fins?
Absolutely. She's beautiful.
Okay. I'll mark you down. Yes. Have you ever frolicked in a forest?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yep.
And
man camping. That's what it's all about.
Would you rather have a best friend that's a fish named Flounder or you ride solo because all you need is rainbows?
Gosh. I feel strong enough to ride solo.
Okay.
However,
I need one or the other.
Flounder was really nice. This is the hard part. I mean, there's
I have to determine if you're a merman
all
or
right,
a unicorn.
I'm gonna ride solo because I'm tough.
All right,
I'm riding solo on this one.
You
what am I?
You are a sparkly unicorn.
Oh, nice!
Hey. There you go. Congratulations.
I win.
All right, are you a wizard or a CVS store clerk? Ready?
Okay.
Have you ever cast a spell on an unsuspecting person to make them fall in love with you?
I mean, that's called seduction, isn't it? Look at these eyes right now. Look at them.
I don't really want to.
Look at them.
Okay.
Right, because you know the power of them, Christian.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know the power of these eyes right now.
So I'm going to say the answer is yes.
Ooh, Hazel.
Yes. All right.
Hazel eyes in the house.
Do you believe that people should have small plastic cards on their key rings to obtain savings?
I'm over this. I'm ready for the chip to go right in the skin. All right? I want to be embedded with this stuff. I want to be a cyborg.
Okay. Mm. And do you believe that using intercoms should be used to summon people to join your Quidditch team or to summon coworkers for backup at the registers?
I got to be honest with you. PA systems in general are just obnoxious.
Okay.
I know that I'm making all my living off of it, but I'm just saying that it's somewhat obnoxious.
All right. So I'm going to say you are.
If you're going to get on the PA, you better know how to use it. That's what I'm saying. Everybody that gets on a PA should sound like they're speaking from a wonderful instrument.
And why do they always slam the phone down as if we can't hear it?
Right.
Right?
Like you've heard that it does that. Learn from it. Right. Learn from it.
Okay.
Or I love it when they pick up the phone for the PA and they sound like they're surprised it's on.
Right.
Attention. Yeah. Like you didn't work out what you were going to say before you went to the bat phone?
True. Okay, so here's the thing. You are a wizard. Okay, next.
Perfect. Mm.
Are you, last one, are you a VSCO girl or a middle-aged man?
Oh, boy, this is a tough one.
Man, I'm really nervous. Who
knows?
Do you
currently have a scrunchie on your wrist?
Do not have a scrunchie on my wrist.
Okay, I can see how this is leaning. Are you obsessed with your dying lawn?
You know, I had a serious problem with the lawn yesterday. The fact that you're even bringing up the lawn to me right now is malicious in its intent.
Oh, no.
I had an irrigation. I had a geyser in the middle of my lawn after the irrigation system was hit by the landscaper. I'm obsessed with my lawn today because I need to make sure everybody gets it done.
I thought you were going to cry yesterday. It was the best.
I was really upset, man. I thought I was going to throw up.
It's true.
Okay, and have you ever saved a turtle?
I have saved a turtle. Remember that vicious alligator snapping turtle that was dropped in my backyard? We saved it by wiping out an entire ecological system somewhere ourselves by shipping him to a pond, and I'm sure he just killed everything.
All right.
Which one am I?
If I compile all this together,
yep.
You are a VSCO middle-aged man / merman CVS store clerk.
Winner!
Yep.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Walcott High.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.